Hey, everybody.
Whoa, hey.
That was poop a little loud.
That was a little.
Poop and pee.
Yeah.
Poop and pee and poop and pee. Poop and
hey,
pee.
Welcome to Fantasy Boys in the brand new and improved RDP Studios. We're like a professional
podcast.
A bunch of ner-dwells.
Mm-hmm. What's that ringing?
I don't know. Something is fucked up. It doesn't come through in the recording though.
Who cares, are we
100 on that?
Yes, I spent an hour trying to set this up before you guys came over here.
Cool beans.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to this week's Fantasy Boys. Ryan DiPerna, Bill Squire, Brian Kenny with you. The gang's back together.
The gang is back in town.
Brian, you spent time at Charlottesville, yeah?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah,
you were sending us pictures of where all that stuff was going down.
Still have the statues.
There's a bunch of them. It is not just a General Lee statue. It's like 8 Confederate statues, and they're enormous.
That's insane, being that a person died there 6 months ago over those fucking statues, that they're still up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I never realized that, like, 500 feet away is a Stonewall Jackson statue that is the same enormous size.
I believe all those statues were like constructed in the 20s.
Yeah, like around the turn of the century, like when civil rights was starting to rear its ugly head.
Yeah.
they got a little
the daughters angry, of the Confederacy.
So they're like, hey, why don't we try to intimidate them by putting up statues of famous slave heroes.
Yes.
Slave-owning heroes.
Yes.
I went to Monticello, which is Thomas Jefferson's house.
Oh, yeah.
I've always heard that's great.
They pull no punches. They make it very clear that Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner.
Yeah.
And that he is not like he even freed his slaves when he died. Like, he freed a couple slaves, but for the most part, he died in a whole bunch of debt, actually.
I did not know that.
Like, a lot of debt. And when it came time to sell his shit, like, the slaves were worth 3 times what his enormous mansion and land was.
What was he in debt over?
He co-signed a bunch of loans, and he just made a lot of poor decisions financially.
Yeah, but he made that cool table that wrote a duplicate of every document that you had because it was attached to the
film. I saw that. They said that he was, like, all about gadgets. Like,
yeah.
And he didn't invent shit, but...
Fuck the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. That's cool as fuck. Oh, he had him?
He's a techie, yeah.
He was a techie from that era, and his house was... It was neat. I mean, like, he was all into French shit, and so, like, a lot of it was French-themed.
Queer.
The whole city's French-themed because of his love of France. He lived there for 5 years. Yeah, he was an ambassador.
As Willie the groundskeeper said, bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
My high school history teacher actually quoted that.
Cheese is good, though.
It was very interesting. They have a full-blown slave tour.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And it was...
You have slaves. Full-blown slaves.
It was a musical slave story.
it's like Cats, but with slaves.
I think you're a little hot there, Ryan.
Am I?
Ryan.
Yeah. All right. Pull me down. Yeah, we got a whole new board and everything. That old board fucking sucked because it was from the Chi-Coms, as Rush Limbaugh likes to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not make a quality product.
Well, they make some quality products, but they make a lot of really not quality products. Yeah. If it's sold exclusively in China, probably not as quality.
Yeah, it was like all in China, like the directions. Well, the directions were in hilarious broken English, but like the actual display is in like in Chinese characters. So Paul
knew what you're doing.
Yeah, I had to like hit a bunch of fucking buttons until it changed eventually, but it like fucking sucked. But this one's cool. This one works. Yeah. Other than that fucking buzzing that I keep hearing that's driving me insane.
That might be the headphone switcher thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, that cord, I think, is trash. It's like a guitar cord from Paul's kid.
Guitar cord. Secondhand kid guitar cord.
Yeah. Anyways.
No expenses spared.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right, let's start talking about the Cavs because we're going to end on the Browns.
Yes. And at least there's a glimmer of hope with the Cavs. Well, I guess there's a glimmer of hope with the Browns.
We'll get there.
Well, Golden State's pretty beaten up, so that's good news.
Yeah, but Houston is not, and Houston is really good.
Who besides Harden is really top-notch on Houston?
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is good, but like I don't think that Chris Paul is that good. I think
he's not the dominant player that he used to be. Mm-hmm.
Mike D'Antoni runs.
Yeah, that's a well-coached team. They all play both ways, like except for James Harden, but he plays enough defense that other teams they're going to get blown out because they're just not going to be able to keep up with the shots they're making.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And Clint Capella's a good player too.
Who do they still have? Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
and they got they have a lot of good role players. They got Nene on the bench. Like it's a good team.
I just don't see them like especially if Golden State is healthy, taking down a healthy Golden State.
Yeah, I don't either.
Too much star power, too much firepower for a 7-game series.
Make them say ah, Nene, Nene. Nene has been fucking in the league forever, man.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
He's gotta be whipping a Nene around the league.
No, Nene's I think one of the only players that's been playing like I think he's like 15 years maybe. 14?
I think he might have been the
LeBron
same.
LeBron is one of the oldest players in the league now. Isn't that...
Well, longest tenured at least.
Yeah.
Batman. Last one, I promise.
Is he Nene Leakes?
Yeah, the Rockets are good. Fucking Portland is really good, too. Portland is going to blow out the Cavs.
Portland.
Oh, he started in 2002? Yeah. So he's been in the league longer than LeBron.
Yeah, he's his 16th season.
Fucking shout out to...
2002.
Shout out to Canton, Ohio native CJ McCollum, though. I like him a lot.
Oh, he's badass. And we're going to get our butts kicked tonight.
I know.
The Trailblazers are good.
Larry Nance isn't playing.
Wait, hold on. I got to tell you this. Clint Capella, his middle name is anybody can guess.
Terrence.
No, it's not Ah. not Terrence. Clint Ndumba Capella.
That was my second guess. I should have said it out loud. I just kept it in.
It was
like
right there on the tip of your tongue.
Yep.
I like
Ndumba. I just go by Ndumba. Ndumba Capella.
I like, well, it could be. It could have been a click. Oof, getting a little alt righty here.
So Larry Nance is out tonight.
Larry Nance is out with a hamstring injury.
Good God! So we are down to like who's starting?
Uncle Zizic.
Fuck yeah! I love him.
Yeah, Uncle Zizic is. He can't play a lick of defense, but like he's big on the pick and roll.
He is still catching up to the speed of the league.
Yeah, he's only 20, isn't he? He's 21.
He's a young dude, and these guys are fast as shit.
They need fucking Kevin Love so goddamn bad.
Yes, they do.
Like, he changes
23rd.
Everything.
23rd.
Is it the 23rd?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. He was practicing today without his glove.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So next Friday, he'll be back.
Smell the glove.
Yeah, they just got to – I mean, they beat the Suns, which if they lost to the Suns, I would have just been like, the season's over.
Yeah,
I'm not going to watch any more basketball because that's embarrassing.
Regular season doesn't matter.
I know.
It doesn't.
Keep proving that year after year and everybody keeps panicking.
I'm not panicking. I'm just depressed at how they're playing.
Yeah, it's shitty to watch.
Yeah.
Especially this like West Coast trip because I like when the games are on late kind of because I don't go to bed till like 1 o'clock anyways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like it's something to look forward to all day. I get to watch the Cavs tonight.
I love it when the Tribe plays really.
Yeah, it's great. Nice. But they've been fucking, man, that weekend in LA fucking sucked.
Yeah. That was shitty.
The fucking
losing to IT sucks fucking balls.
Oh, when he stared down the fucking bench too. Did you see IT get in a fight with not Brandon Ingram? Julius Randle.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I think it is
Julian Edelman.
No, Randle on the
Kevin
Lakers.
Randleman.
No,
Julius Randle. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I knew that actually.
Randleman.
Randy Randleman. Randy Randleman. Julius
Randlebaum Randleman.
Also, fuck you, John Bruton, for being a fucking Lakers fan. Because
fucking for being a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking for being John Bruton.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck
we
you,
all
John
agree.
Bruton.
Fuck John Bruton.
Fuck John Bruton.
Fuck John Bruton.
Fuck John Bruton.
Yeah, I bet him yesterday. He did bet. He's like, that the Cavs, I don't think the Cavs will make the NBA Finals or whatever. He's like, I'll take that bet. I was like, all right, fine. Like, I don't care if I lose because I want them to make the NBA Finals, but they're not. So give me the money fucking right now.
The Cavs?
Yeah.
They're making the NBA Finals.
I think
Toronto's really fucking good, dude. You think they're going to beat Toronto four times?
Yes. I think they're going to beat Toronto
they've been playing.
In six at most, to be honest with you.
I don't know, man.
And this is where I agree with Brian. Like, as much as I'm annoyed by the way they're playing right now, once they get to the playoffs, it's going to be a different thing.
LeBron
is a whole. I mean, he's playing out of his mind right now. Anyway, mm-hmm. Once he gets to the playoffs, he's going to just take it to another level.
They're like, what, like 4-8 or something, 4-7 in the last 11, and LeBron's been averaging a triple double for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how can you fucking? You can't ask him to do any more.
Well,
you
have
getting
your second best player's hurt.
That's true.
And he's been hurt since
the problem
before the All-Star
is
break.
They're only going to have a week and a half, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, they'll win a few of those games, go in, and figure it out in those early rounds.
What's shitty is that they go cold as a team. And
yes.
That's been the past couple of years.
I know.
Even. There's never, like, you know, you watch other teams and, like, somebody will step up and get kind of hot. And the Cavs never get that. The Cavs, if one person is really struggling,
then everybody,
three,
yeah,
shooting,
it's very,
everybody fucking goes down.
It's very contagious.
And, you know, I argue quite a bit that LeBron is better than Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
I'll get into that argument a lot. And
I agree.
Kevin Bozeman is somebody who every single time he comes to town, we have to go to chocolate party, get him chocolate martinis.
Yeah.
He insists, and then we argue about basketball. And he's from Wisconsin, but he's a Bulls fan. He lives in Chicago now, and the only point that I really got nothing for, like I got no comeback for, is that at certain times, like in the NBA Finals, LeBron James will go like 12 of 20, like
mm-hmm.
he'll go 12 of 18, even, and it's like you're LeBron James, you should be taking 25, 30 shots if you're going to shoot at that kind of percentage.
Yeah.
You're like, you got to take over. You got to put the team on your back. And I get that you're trying to conserve the mileage, but like sometimes in the playoffs and the finals, he gets a little too passive. And it's like, we need
I would
I don't
say,
necessarily think that. Like he's passive to open guys. They're just not fucking
making
knocking
shots.
It
if
down.
They're not knocking down the shots,
then
you got to
then you
got to
take it
over.
But another thing with LeBron is he isn't the leader that Jordan was on the court, where I know Pippen was more of like the quarterback when it came to being in charge of the defense and getting it, but that's LeBron needs to find that where someone's going to be. They've talked about it in all these games where it's the quietest team. Like people will say that they're like, this is the quietest team I've ever played on, where nobody talks about what's going on the defensive end of the court.
Yeah.
No one says shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And you need someone.
And LeBron's guilty of it, too.
Yeah, so. LeBron's incredibly guilty. He should be saying it, or he should be making someone else do it. But
defense in the NBA is 90% effort. It's 90% effort. It's
and when we play with effort, we're good.
Yeah, people are not missing these skill sets and physical attributes that you need to be a good defender. It's straight-up effort, and that's what makes it so fucking annoying.
Those two games in L.A., like both Clippers and the Lakers ran that just a simple fucking pick and roll, like
and killed us, the whole
they like had it was like at one point and at one point I remember against the Clippers they got it down to four, right? And then all of a sudden the Clippers went on a 22-3 run.
Yeah.
Like that. Like what are you fucking talking about?
We took the headphones off. We appreciate it, but if we're not listening to anything,
if we watch a video, I'll put them back on.
That's
but
a good point.
In the meantime, it is.
Yeah, that ringing is fucking driving me crazy.
It's making me a little bit tired.
Good call. We're
makes me a little murdery.
Now my ears can breathe, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I wear a lot of headphones. We're a lot of headphones.
We'll fix
I don't
that
like it.
Later. We should come up with like a professional, like I said before, like we should have a girl say like fantasy boys or something like that.
It
like,
should be me.
While she's rubbing her nipples.
Singing fantasy boys.
Yeah, actually, that's much better.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, that's
I like poop and pee the best though.
I like poop and pee.
We still do that, but I mean just before
we should get some sort of poop and pee techno remix. I'm
there
sure
we go.
Somebody can make it. Merz can make it for us.
That's a good idea.
Merz could definitely make
it. Oh my God. Do you guys ever listen to Your Mom's House?
No.
Their fans make them like, you know, magic. Like, they take their like sound clips and they'll make all these different things. But the one fan made a soundboard of them and called a phone sex operator talking about wanting for him to do some scat play with his wife. And it is fucking incredible. It is so funny. It is the I think it's the second most recent episode. And it's just all the sound clips. That guy nailed it. And at one point, he like this is the clip that they play on their show. It's one of their favorites. With this little, this young girl talks to Hitler. She goes, "Hey Hitler," and like just tells him about her day and shit. And so he had a sound clip of his wife saying, "Hey Hitler," and the prostitute was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd rather not go there." Like,
wait, is this...
That was where the prostitute drew the line, as he's just playing all these diarrhea noises.
Wait, is this Brendan Walsh?
No.
Tom Segura.
Is Tom Segura? Brendan Walsh has a podcast, I think, with Rory Scovel. Yeah, yeah. And, like, they do the same, like, they prank call people or whatever, and he, like, called a phone sex line. And he's like, "All right, I'm starting to jerk off now. Hold on." And like they played like a baby crying. He's like, "Oh, hold on. Shut up. Shut the fuck up." But it like kept escalating until there's like a full. He's like, "Oh, hold on. There's like a full like parade this one." And like she just was fucking being a good
just
sport
being a good
about
sport.
It.
Yeah, I like that. Professionalism. I showed you the rock and rap sketch.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan.
I thought that was funny.
Not a fan.
I thought it was so funny.
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't think it was, funny. I don't see the redeeming qualities
in
that sketch.
The sketch was from Saturday Night Live. It was Kyle, what's his last name?
Mooney.
Kyle Mooney, and he walks around New York City in like a big unbuttoned like black short-sleeved shirt and just looks like every like dirtball rock fan that like goes to OCB.
Like a Slipknot.
Yeah.
Fan.
And... Mm-hmm. Like Ohio City for broadcasting kind of guy where it's like, "Yeah, I'm just really into like music." And like, "What kind of music?" Like, "Only metal. Only metal. Only rock music."
No, I thought it was funny when they were like, when he kept asking like the black people, like, "Rock or rap?" And then they start to answer and then he'd cut
and
it
he
out.
Just cuts it off. Yeah. That shit's hilarious. And then like that guy's like, "What's the difference between rock and rap? And he's like, "Like race." And he goes, "Yeah, and rock's good. Rock's better, right?" Or he goes, "Rock's good." He's like, "Yeah, and so's rap." He's like, "He didn't mean to say that."
I did not like that. The Nickelback one and the Shrek one both got me. Like I
Those were written by the same dude.
By Kyle Mooney?
No, that's it's by a dude. I can't remember his name, but he was in Chicago. And like, because I saw like Rena Kalm like sharing his sketches and stuff.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like, yeah, so.
Those
were great sketches.
The two funny. I thought those were
hilarious. No. The best sketch for me was, and I really liked that Nickelback sketch, but the script assistant that's like, "Oh, no."
That was really funny, too. Yeah. That was really funny.
"These are the best tees you've ever TF'd." Just because she's like fucking flying through it all so perfectly. It was a great
really
performance.
Funny.
So. That was my favorite sketch of the night. But I also really like the Weatherman. But the fact that you don't like because I just know those kids. I know those dudes that would make a video like that with the bad graphics. Like, rock was invented by Elvis Presley. And, like, all that shit was so funny to me.
Kyle Mooney put out this video, or this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, something to do with, like, a bear from outer space or something. Like, something completely bonkers ridiculous. And it's supposed to be really funny. Kyle Mooney is hilarious, man. He, do you remember when Chappelle was on SNL, like, last year? And, like, there was the one sketch they did about he was drinking his mom's breast milk or whatever. And, like, Kyle Mooney doesn't have any lines. But, like, at the end, he's like, "Well, I think I'm going to stay." And it fucking kills me the whole time. He's fucking, he's hilarious.
He's a
Joe
funny
Whalen's
dude.
The guy that fucking showed me Kyle Mooney shit like
oh,
five
yeah?
years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, Joe.
I saw Joe last night at LBT.
Wait, Joe was there?
Yeah, he was there for a little bit, and then he was gone. It was a weird night because Joe Whalen was there and Mike Farrell was there.
Mike Farrell was there?
Yeah, he didn't do his set. He was just there drinking.
Wow. Yeah.
What's
there was a ton of fucking people. Why were there so many people there?
Because there was a guy that brought a bunch of people because he was disabled and he went up and like he had a bunch of friends there.
Oh.
And it was, I mean, he was fine. Like he did a good job.
Yeah, if you like jokes where you can't understand what they're saying.
Some of those are my favorite.
I just can't help but think of Jimmy Vollmer. Anytime
oh
I see
yeah,
a
I know.
Comedian.
Oh,
from South Park. Yeah,
thank you.
Jimmy,
what a fantastic crowd!
Great audience.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Man, who is the guy from Toledo that is a little person? What's his name? Adam.
Adam Gilbert.
He's very.
Oh,
funny.
He's Toledo.
Very
funny.
He's from Indiana.
Yeah,
from Indiana, but he's gonna be living here for a little bit, and then he's going out to Chicago. His girlfriend this year.
Yeah.
Funny dude.
He's very funny. But
I've
like,
yet to see an actual set from him. But
oh,
he's
good.
Yeah. He's really good.
He's very absolutely funny, but he's also kind of a drunk.
Is he? Well, I mean, to be fair, a thimble full
yeah
of alcohol would probably.
It's a cheap date.
Whatever alcohol I can get for a halfpenny, please. No, but anyways,
here's the deal. I'll fix your shoes. You give me a beer.
Every time I see him, I want to wish upon his.
That's his all I mean.
No, but Wanda was. I was talking to Wanda.
We're spending all of our karma points on this podcast.
That's all right. Oh,
I like any goodwill
fine
we've built
yeah
up.
No, he's
we
fine
spend it on this podcast.
I'm sure he would thoughts laugh at like fucking. He would laugh at. But
yeah, but like on the inside, he'd be dying a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have your dad shouldn't have stood next to a microwave. Anyways, well, I was talking to Wanda, and she's like, "He's funny." And she's like, "But he's so I just want to eat him." And I was like, "You know, if you take a bite out of him, he's full of nougat."
And that's how Adam died. He's eaten by Wanda.
Consumed by Wanda Mayfield.
I love Wanda.
Wanda's the best.
Oh. Everybody loves Wanda.
Yeah, how can you not love Wanda? She's
just
a sweetie.
She's just a happy, happy person.
Absolutely, and she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is hilarious.
She was, wasn't she on the last
she was on the comedy,
comedy
tour last
tour
year.
Yeah,
yep.
That's good.
Is there going to be a comedy tour this year?
Yeah.
Who's on it?
I can't announce yet.
Oh, it hasn't even been announced yet.
No, because we're doing it like later, a little bit later than we normally do it.
Gotcha.
But I'll tell you off the air, but I just don't want to.
When is it, in April?
End of May.
Type it on your phone, I want to know
yeah
who. Exciting.
Wanda, is she like, I think she like teaches school.
She does.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I meant to say, Mike Farrell, you know who he reminds me of? Is the guy on the Night's Watch who like orchestrates the mutiny.
On the Night's
oh,
Watch?
Yeah.
And what?
Does he not?
And,
on Game,
Game
of Thrones.
Thrones.
Oh, I don't fucking, I'm
oh,
not,
you suck.
I fucking
and then
have sex with girls.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, know fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, that's a fucking great lineup.
I know. That's
you guys are
do
in for a treat.
Is that the one person's third time?
No.
Ew, that was one.
Second.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Yep. House of Blues and...
Kent Stage.
Kent Stage.
Although I was trying to get it moved to the big... Hard Rock Live and just do one show because that's like about the same as like those two shows together, but it just didn't work out.
I don't think it'd be as fun.
I think it would be fun because I like the Hard Rock Live's facilities more, and I like the, like they have the screens and stuff, and so I just like the production value there is what I enjoy.
How was those shows with James Earl Brassfield, friend of the show?
Yep.
That was a good time. He did pretty good. He's such a weird dude though.
Yeah.
Like on stage, he's so, but he's so likable. so he can get away with it.
Yeah. What was that one thing he said about like being the controller of all sour treats or something like that? Some sour cream.
Yeah. He comes up with some of the turns of phrases just like randomly.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Fucking like fall off your chair. Best story though about James Earl Brassfield is one time, may or may not, somebody told me this, but people were at his house smoking dabs, right? Mm-hmm. And so these people were listening to Bill Cosby Bukowski. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard of it.
It's so funny. It's like a comedy bang bang.
Uh-huh.
Like John Daly.
Okay.
Does it. But it's like he does a Bill Cosby, like Bill Cosby, but as Charles Bukowski. So it's like, Theo, come here and suck my dick. And so anyways, he's hitting a dab, right? And he like exhales it and starts laughing at the thing. And he fucking is like slumps over like laughing, like convulsing right there. And we're like, we're all laughing or whatever. But then the bong jumps or like falls from his hand. And like it was a good solid 45 seconds he was doing this. I'm like, man, that's not that funny. And I was like, oh wait, shit, like
he's having a good seizure.
Yeah. And he goes, we got him. I was like, did you just fucking like go to the other side? He's like, yeah, like I don't want to fucking talk about it. I was like, I don't know, maybe don't fucking
smoke so many dabs.
Yeah, exactly, you fucking crack fiend.
Mary's at the Best of the Midwest right now.
I know. Did she give you an update?
She told me there's two comics left. She's happy with how everything went and is going.
She was stressing over what joke? The Dr. Pepper thing or whatever. I was like, that's a fucking great joke.
Yeah.
And the tag, the Mr. Pibb tab at the end, she took out. And I was like, why not? That's the fucking, that's the kick.
What pisses me off about Mary. No, what I do hate is that she totally abandoned the drunk girl thing because Chris D'Elia does a drunk girl voice. And too many people are going, oh, that's like Chris D'Elia's thing. It's totally fucking different.
Yeah, very different.
People are fucking stupid. A drunk person's voice, like, nobody has intellectual property rights to a drunk girl impression.
Right.
Nobody does.
Yeah. No.
Just because his is the most well-known doesn't mean you got to abandon it. Like, that was a fucking, the house down.
Right, yeah. And that's a contest winner right there.
Mm-hmm.
She should do it.
Not my cup of tea, Chris D'Elia. Not the... I don't know.
I like some Chris D'Elia.
I don't know why. How is he like so famous? Like he was.
Women
on...
love him.
He's a very beautiful man.
Is he though?
To them, I don't know.
Yeah, apparently he's very attractive to women, to very very beautiful women.
I remember
and
when he was
I
on.
I know that's giving him a big bump, but like, I remember his first half hour that I saw and like loving it.
I've never really watched much of his stuff because everything
really
that I've
either.
Seen, I've been like
just like rubs me the wrong way a little
meh.
Bit. Not through any fault of his own, just like
it's just. I mean, yeah, there's comedy tastes that are some things are.
Did I tell you what I heard about Kevin Hart? That like it makes it really hard to like him now.
That he is Kevin Hart.
I his movie used career? To love Kevin Hart's stand up.
I've never really enjoyed it.
I used to love it. Like his first two specials, Grown Little Man and It Was a Happy Place or whatever, like those two were so fucking funny. And
he's a when you do this and then someone gives you this look kind of comic.
Yeah.
And they give
you
that.
So? I have seen some shit that I thought was very clever.
I'm not super familiar with this stuff, but again, the stuff that I have heard and they'll play him on the comedy channels on Sirius, and I'll listen to it, but it's just it doesn't hit me the way it does with other comics that are just like make me scream laughing. Like Jezelnik makes me cry. Like Mitch Hedberg still makes me laugh. I know
Mitch
Hedberg inside and out.
Too much of Jezelnik to me is.
Is the same. Yeah, it just gets
like the same. And
a
like,
kid's gonna
sometimes
get killed.
It's just the shock.
Yeah.
Value and not always super clever. Now I certainly have heard him say very very clever things and he's funny, but like I don't like him as much as a lot of comics do.
I think
as a fan,
I think his Thoughts and Prayers special is very very good.
How did he get so big? From he's very dark.
Roast,
you know what I mean? Like
the roasts.
But he was only on like one, and it was only
but
after Geraldo fucking died
yeah.
that they put him in as the new Geraldo.
God, remember when he was going through the whole dais, and then he gets to Lisa Lampanelli, who would always take it the worst, and he went, Lisa Lampanelli?
Geraldo, or?
No, Jezelnik. He goes, Lisa Lampanelli, you're cool. And then kept going.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't say
yeah.
anything else about her.
It really bums me out that Geraldo was dead when they did roasted Trump.
Oh, he would have. There's two comics that I wish were alive for all this, and it's Greg Giraldo and Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Actually,
Patrice, though, with the roast, wasn't. I didn't think he was that great.
Oh, are you kidding me? I fucking loved what he did.
He did one, Charlie Sheen.
He just went off on tangents and, like, just kind of talked about. He's Patrice.
You know what? I've only seen him on one roast.
I think he only did one.
See, that's what I thought. And, like, that one, like, it seemed like he was visibly upset by the things the other comics were saying.
Who's that?
He was dying of diabetes at the time. Like, he was dying. Like, that that was, like, not that long before he died. But, like, he...
Oh, yeah.
When
was
he
like
did
a,
that roast,
that
like,
year
he was... So funny, and he's just so casual about it. And
he's like, fuck you, Charlie Sheen. He's like, I was going to write a bunch of shit, but you know what? Fuck
you. I just like you for being who you are. But when he said, Jeselnik looks like a waiter at a medieval restaurant.
This is the best. The best Greg Giraldo one is the roast of Flavor Flav. It's only 3 minutes.
Let's do this.
Was it Lisa Lampanelli who
we found
the
uncensored
what's
well,
that?
Part of his roast
the
of
one
Flav, it's uncensored, which
Lisa
is cool.
Lampanelli joke at the roast of Flavor like, Flav when she looked at all the girls that he walked out with and told them that they looked like the 3 a.m. shift at the Jacksonville, Florida Waffle House.
To do this from time to time. You can't do this on regular radio.
No.
So Greg Giraldo, as we go to break, he killed. He was the best one at the Flavor Flav roast. Here he is, uncensored.
Cat Williams, Flavor Flav, Snoop, Ice-T. There's so many black dicks up here, I feel like we're doing this roast in Lisa Lampanelli's mouth. Face it. Face it, Lisa. You've swallowed more black seeds than Warren Sapp at a watermelon eating contest. Ice-T is here. Holy Ice-T, you fucking fossil. Holy shit. You're so old. The first thing you bought with your record deal money was your freedom. On your first album, the N-word was Negro. Samore is here. Samore, when it comes to movies, maybe you should do some less. Soul Plane, holy shit. That was such a horrible embarrassment to black people. Brigitte Nielsen tried to fuck it. Brigitte Nielsen's here. Good to see you sitting up, sweetheart. I guess you're in rehab, and I really hope that works out for you, But seriously, if you want to stop repeating the disgusting things you've done in the past, why don't you just get your pussy sewn shut? Think of how many spools of thread that would take. You're very tall. You must have an enormous squack. Your pussy's so big, Sylvester Stallone left his career in there. God, you are a big, ghoulish woman. I'm talking to you, Carrot Top. Jesus. What happened to your face? I guess your act is not the only thing that's glued together. Seriously, what did you do to your face? I'm not even kidding. You look retarded. How did you do that? You just walk in and ask for the corky?
Yeah.
How did you find a plastic surgeon who could add a chromosome?
That's
oh,
weird.
Wait. The best part is the flavor.
Motherfucker. Oh.
Now my.
Whatever. He calls him he looks like an oily cadaver. He's like, you look like a skeleton wrapped in electrical tape. You look like Idi Amin after a 3-year crack binge on the sun.
So wait, why don't you like Kevin Hart anymore?
Oh, so where that was going was I have a buddy that works at the queue, and he said that Kevin Hart's people round up every single employee, and they get them all in a meeting, and they say, if you are caught looking directly at Kevin Hart, then you will be sent home and charged full price for a ticket. And several people, because he had people like in the crowd like keeping an eye on it, several people were caught. They were all sent home and charged the like if you were up front like around
watching
the stage,
the show?
If you're an employee
who
should be working and you're watching him perform instead, then like you will be charged for whatever. Like if you're in the nosebleeds, you'll get charged for a nosebleed seat. If you are right up front, then you will get charged for a front row ticket.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
that
sounds like something that somebody doesn't like him tells people. Like that seems like a crazy fucking thing to do.
This dude, like I know a guy that has been working in the queue for a long time.
I mean,
but
yeah,
I feel
that
like
fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
He came up with like, or I don't know, he didn't come up with them, but like he was hanging out with like everybody, the Comedy Cellar people in like the early 2000s, like Colin Quinn, and that's where he like got passed real quick at like 20 or 21 or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
And I didn't see. I didn't know he broke out in New York. I thought he went L.A. to Hollywood.
Yeah, no.
Or not.
He went
L.A. to Hollywood. Philly to L.A.
No, he lived in Philly, and like him and Big J and Keith Robinson would drive to New York every night.
How far of a drive is that?
It's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's not too bad, but that still fucking sucks every night.
That's not bad at all. I mean, like to live in a totally different city that costs so much less.
Yeah.
Philly's fucking expensive as shit to live in, probably.
But
not New York. But like, I'm sure it's still
in the parts of
no
Philly.
Cleveland.
There's parts of Philly that are
also everything
very
was
expensive.
Cheaper 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
But every part, like you know, the parts that they were living in, like they were living with their parents.
Yeah,
like,
that's That's true.
Or like little tiny places.
I think Mauro and I are going out to New York in June. I haven't been in a while.
I've never been.
New York is fun
as
fuck.
24 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a job
interview. Bleacher Report
interview. That would have been a sweet fucking gig, man.
It would have been, but I, as I understand it, like, and it, you know, I would have taken it if offered, obviously.
Sure.
But, like, as I understand it, it more or less would have killed stand-up while I was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the sheer amount of hours that specific guy demanded out of people.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Still, living in New York would be fucking cool.
Fucking living in New York and doing sports stuff like Bleacher Reports is like top notch shit.
Absolutely.
I was very surprised that I had gotten that. That was like a crazy, because I missed the email. Mm. It got flushed out by a bunch of nonsense and I missed it in my like on my phone and responded a week late to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I called them up right away and was like, oh my God, so this is real. And they're like, yeah, they're like, we want to talk to you. We want to speak with you. And I was like, how are we doing that? And they're like, well, if you could come here. I was like, is that the only way we can do that? like some people have Skyped in. I was like, you know what? I want to set myself apart. So I fucking flew out there week of Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And the flight was insanely expensive, but the hotel like right down the street was very cheap. It's like $100 for like a Hilton Garden.
You
really?
Got some good hotels out there, yeah.
Especially Thanksgiving, because I guess a bunch of people leave.
Yeah.
Oh,
people
yeah.
aren't really
yeah,
coming
to right
New York for that.
To go. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
but the flight cost me over $700.
Oh, I bet.
Bam.
Right on. Yeah, like if it's like for. You know, it's not too bad of a drive. It's just that, like,
then you
got to
leave your car. Well, Pennsylvania sucks, but then also just, like, find a place to park your car.
Well,
I've had my car towed in New York. I've gotten so many tickets in New York.
But the
whole parking situation, like, you have
miserable.
To be a sort of wealthy person to just have a car.
Yeah. The girls
no
that
how
I,
bad the car is.
Yeah. The girls that I stay with when I go out there, friends of mine, they live in Williamsburg and, like, in a Hasid neighborhood. And I've never once had a fucking problem in, like, 4 or 5 times going there or whatever, just fucking parking on the side of the street. And they
no
live
shit.
In, like, a 5-story walk-up. But it's just, like, all Hasids. They don't have fucking cars. And nobody goes to the Hasid neighborhood because they're mean.
Yeah, they're very mean, yeah.
I've never encountered that.
Oh, yeah. They don't even, like, look. They, like.
They don't acknowledge people.
They don't acknowledge people that aren't Hasidic.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because, like.
Unless you're at B&B Video or whatever it is that they all work at.
Yeah.
There's a electronic store. I think it's called B&B, and it's like everyone that works there.
B&B Appliances?
It's not that. It's because it's video and like audio specific. It's a good store. Like you can get stuff online there from their stuff, but in the store, it is Hasidic Jews working.
What is that one place on 130th that is like a mom and pop video rental store still in business?
York. What was York?
No,
video?
It mm-hmm. is not York. It yeah. is its own freestanding.
I know you're talking 130th,
and it is very clearly
in like West Park.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more into Cleveland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
well, West Park is Cleveland. Yeah.
But like,
but it's over
yeah, it's not West Park,
where there's like a CVS over there. Because that's I used to drive past it all the time when I lived in Medina. Took it to Lakewood for like when Bottoms Up was a thing, and that's when it was a York video. But I don't know what it's called now.
Well, there's a family video on Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Carino's video discount.
Yep.
Which is on West 130th, and it is a mom and pop, one of a kind, standalone fucking video rental place. How you stay in business doing that, you have to be a drug front. You have to be long.
Or you're just in Cleveland, where people still rent videos.
That's true, too. But you can find some mad fucking old school porno there.
Yeah.
Those places are big. Like you have a lot of inventory.
Yeah, but
your overhead's big.
But it's also, they probably own the building.
This is from when, Incredible Pussy and Ass Tricks. It's from when Chad had his fucking show.
How incredible are the tricks?
Not very.
it's underwhelming.
Yeah, it's underwhelming. But it's like, I popped it in once just to see what it was. And it's like all like old school 90s, like yeah. late 90s porn that I kind of remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, everybody looked exactly the same. It's like porn has come a long fucking way since the 90s. And this is like graphic as shit for
yeah. You know, I
like
can see inside
90s.
Their
the gaping. There's a on the cover. There's a gaping asshole,
like a disembodied gaping asshole.
Yes, yes. There's no attachment to it.
It's
just
butthole.
Just yeah. butthole.
Just a big old open butthole.
But it's yeah. Porn has come a fucking long way since the days of on dial up, and I was going to Danny.com. DANNI.
Yeah, I remember Danny.com.
I remember Danny. I went to Boobs Mafia. That was my just thumbnail galleries. Mm-hmm. No videos, just thumbnail galleries.
I told you when I was like in third or fourth grade, I found a VHS tape called Angry Anal 8.
Yes, I've heard you say this.
Yes, and well, that's all she wrote for old DiPerna having a normal.
I was in the sixth grade when I saw the first like
hardcore.
Vagina, even.
Oh, wow. That's late.
I feel yeah.
Like. Sixth grade, I would have been. I mean, in sixth grade, you're what, 10, 11?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, like around there.
Yeah.
Around 11. You're 11.
I mean,
11 or 12.
Yeah. I feel like it was at that point I saw my first vagina. I'd seen like Playboys and stuff like that. But.
See, like a full.
Yeah.
See, I remember seeing stuff like that, but I had older brothers and like there's. Kids in the neighborhood that had porn, and I remember one kid brought up porn on the bus when I was in like seventh grade, and we were just looking at it in like a folder, and like it was the quietest bus ride ever, and everybody like all the kids that were like sitting around like, what are you guys doing? Like homework.
I remember freshman year of high school, I printed out pictures that I found or whatever, and then like cut them out and like put them in the inside of my locker. There was like a picture of Angelina Jolie with like you could see her nipples or whatever in her tank top. It's like, oh yeah. And then ironically enough, the girl that was next to me, I'll say her name. She's probably not. Her name was Amy. I won't say her last name. Her name was Amy. I'll tell you afterwards. She ended up doing porn, or at least doing a couple of porn scenes.
Oh, wow.
And I had the fucking biggest crush on her, like, when I was a freshman, and she was a senior. She was this hippie girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, cut to, like, I don't know, like, I was probably 22 or 3, and it's like, hey, remember her, this girl? And I was like, oh, that's her getting fucking DP'd by, like, two Puerto Rican
guys. Man, she went hard with
it.
Oh,
yeah. I think her... her porno name was very funny considering that she was a hippie. It combined like two icons. I'm not fucking saying it on the. I'll tell you after.
Why? She put it out there.
I think that the story was that she did porn because like she had a drug habit and stuff like that. And I don't want
to. All you had to say was that she did porn. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't assume the rest.
Yeah, let me see this.
Her name is a character from Forrest Gump and a famous rock icon combined.
So,
huh?
Jenny?
Yeah.
See, I know one. There's a Jenny Hendrix out there.
It's not that. It's a very short-lived porno career. I don't think I could even find it when it was. There's still got to be remnants. I can't remember the last time that I searched for this. Let me fucking type it into the old Google machine.
Give it a look.
Give it a search.
Write down her. I wonder if I would know her.
Oh, yeah.
If she had like.
Well, no, I don't know that name. Really? So you're 5 years older than me, right? Yeah, she was.
Let me see the porn name.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see.
See if we can find anything.
I'll find something.
Well, the problem is there's a real actress with that name.
Oh, that always screws it up.
Well, maybe we have Yep. This is her.
Yeah, I found a whole bunch of her.
Oh, I guess we can hear this. Oh, there's toes. Can you hear it? What can you hear?
No, I don't really see why they'd be scared of it. I mean,
yeah, she totally looks like she has a drug problem.
Because it's a reward, seriously. You put in all that hard effort. Why waste it on Kleenex and tissues and towels?
Yeah, I'm kind of a hippie.
Oh, this is from loadmymouth.com.
And you were born in what year?
85. Okay. I missed it all.
Yeah, because I'll just tell you, the jeans you're wearing would have been like, you know, in style,
oh,
like
no,
Amy.
I know, I'm totally out of style.
Oh, no, girl.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I had she had the locker next to mine. I had such a fucking crush on her.
Yeah. And now
I never talked to her.
There's her butthole.
Because I was in ninth grade, you know what I mean? I was
you can talk to a senior.
Yeah.
You did a little freshman nerd.
Let's see that I had sex with.
I'm 27.
And that's her butthole.
Yeah. Oh,
there
no.
That's the inside of her butthole.
That's a hippie butthole. Just girls with nice there's butts. Some patchouli oil in there.
Yeah, yeah. Those are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What size are they?
36C.
Yeah. What size, or how old were you when they first got that big?
I think
her
mom
like
was like, did something for
a
school district
more
or something.
Oh, really?
I feel bad. Like, I don't want to fucking
out
this girl.
Open up, say
I just want to see her get cum all over her face, though.
No, she.
Oh, no. Yeah. I always think it's weird that when the fucking, like, there's obviously a guy standing over top of that guy's shoulder with a fucking camera, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
talking.
I can't imagine
it'd be weird
being
to, like,
in a porn is actually that sexy.
Yeah, it'd be weird to, like, come, like, when a guy is, like, resting his elbow on your shoulder to, like, get the right
like
fucking,
breathing heavy?
Yeah. And, like, talking through the whole fucking thing, because that wasn't the fun.
Stunt cock.
Stunt cock. Hot Carl.
Okay, so speaking of gaping buttholes, what'd you guys think of the Browns' moves?
They're good. They're positive. Fucking Tyrod Taylor's great.
He's
not great, but like
he seems like he has Alex Smith kind of potential.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He can make plays with his feet, and it does not turn the ball over like you were about to say.
At all. He had four interceptions last year.
Beautiful. Carlos Hyde.
Great. I think that's a great pickup.
Like it, don't love it. I still wanted Saquon Barkley.
I did too.
But like, you know, Carlos Hyde, I think he's not that big of a step up from Crowell, but a step up.
But he is a step up, for sure.
As I understand it, he runs the ball like significantly better out of shotgun than like in like an I formation or under center, which is confusing to me. But I guess that's his stats are like very skewed that way.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's just a matter of letting when you get it out of shotgun, things open up faster, I feel like. So you can pick a hole and go for it. Whereas if you're running downhill, you got to make sure you find that hole.
Yeah, for sure.
And hit it. Like, that's why Le'Veon Bell's as good as he is, because he's, like, the most patient runner, and then he's got that burst speed where he can wait, find the hole, and then just fucking go.
That was Crow's problem. He just run super fucking hard before anything opened
but he
up.
Honestly, I like that, but he kind of even stopped doing that, and he, like, started trying to dance around in the backfield.
Yeah.
And he just stopped being that downhill runner, and that was like he ran hard for those first couple of years, and yeah, like they were like it was like 4 yards a pop, but 4 yards an average, like that's
absolutely
pretty solid, yeah,
for sure.
And then he would occasionally break the big one. Crowell dropped off significantly. I don't give a shit what you say about his touches, and yeah, he didn't get the kind of touches that you know he expected and what a running back usually gets, but he wasn't really earning them. He was not running the same. He looked abysmal up until like the final 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Fair, but then hand the ball off to Duke Johnson. You can't have fucking DeShone Kizer thrown 60 times a fucking game.
I'm not a Hugh Jackson fan.
No,
so,
neither am I. Fuck Hugh Jackson.
Hopefully Todd Haley flips that offense around and Hugh Jackson can just straight up
be a coach.
Just be the manager of the organization.
We had hilarities on Tuesday. We did Hugh Jackson gets his face cut. The sketch for that crowd. They enjoyed it. It was who knew that everybody doesn't like Hugh Jackson. The
131.
I don't understand getting rid of McCourty and all these
dudes
that they keep bringing in. Like everything I've read about them is that they're just okay. Like Demaryius Randall is.
He's gonna play safety.
Free safety.
Yeah. Let's temper our expectations for somebody who's about to switch positions.
Yeah.
And
try I don't think it's a
fair point.
Life, like that. That's the one that I don't really care about. But Landry is a great get.
Absolutely.
But Landry's an amazing get. Like he's easily the best thing that we got. Tyrod's good. I don't love it as much as Landry, especially like a guy that's kind of an Antonio Brown-like wide receiver being paired up with Todd Haley. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But like anytime anybody's talking about these guys, they mention those two and then they lump in Demaryius Randall too. And I get that he was the other trade they made that day, but like that was a very insignificant trade. Let's just keep talking about Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've never heard anybody mention us getting Tyrod and Landry and then leave out Demaryius Randall.
Mm.
I would because I forgot about it. I mean, I just like I know that we got him, but I wasn't like he's a serviceable player. Like he can play.
He's a first round pick.
He's a late first round pick. We got rid of a high first round pick.
Yeah, I don't get why. Why did they trade Danny Shelton? I don't understand.
He just wasn't
that.
A fit. But like we gave him away for peanuts. And as I understand it, we gave McCourty away to the same team for peanuts.
Yeah,
we almost paid them. We like didn't we swap 6th and 7th round picks, meaning that we just got worse 6th and 7th round picks, plus we gave them McCourty? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't understand why they got rid of him to begin with. He was their best like backfield fucking defender.
I do not get it. Are they going to keep Jamar Taylor and get rid of McCourty?
No, I heard that. That was the article that I read. They're probably going to get rid of Jamar Taylor as well.
Fine, get rid of Jamar Taylor. I'm okay with that. Breann Body Calhoun, solid. Definitely keep him.
Solid as like a slot guy. I don't think he's like a starter.
He was like a solid starter last year. I think he
does that mean we're gonna get that cornerback probably with the 4th pick?
I hope so. Minka
Fitzpatrick.
I don't
know how I feel about him. Now you got to address a couple things though. Like you got to address offensive tackle. You have to probably address defensive tackle.
The guy from Pittsburgh.
He's gonna play right tackle.
Why wouldn't you play left tackle?
He has specifically said, I have my eyes on right tackle. I'm playing right tackle.
Oh. Is right tackle easier to play?
Yeah. Right tackle is just different.
Well,
it's not really easier. It's just
it depends on the quarterback, too.
Typically, you would want to protect the quarterback's blind side by putting the better guy at left tackle. So typically, the better guy goes to left tackle.
But
like right tackle, I mean, it's still the same challenge, more or less. You are probably supposed to be able to run block a little bit better.
But then when you're... If you're a defense, then why wouldn't you switch your best line player on their right tackle if they're best?
Well, a lot of them move them around now, but you also get guys that are better coming off of one side than they are the other side.
Just right-handed versus left-handed, I suppose.
And just for steps and just how they – because I think, like, Clowney, I think, is real good from one side, can't do anything from the other. Like,
really?
I don't know.
They run a 3-4, right?
I'm trumping it.
Justin Trudeau, we have a trade deficit here. It's like a bowling ball.
there's so much talent on that Houston defense.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
What happened to them?
Well, they didn't have a quarterback. He tore his ACL.
But, like, they haven't had a quarterback in a long time. Like, they were a playoff team with Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, yeah, fair point. Well, J.J. Watt was out.
J.J. Watt was out, but you still do have, I mean, Vince Wilfork's old, but you got him. Then you got Clowney. You got Merciless. Cushing got hurt, but they were a deep, deep defense.
Yeah. Didn't Cushing get popped for PEDs again?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure.
He's one of those guys who I could totally see just doing it for aesthetics. Like, he's such a fucking meathead.
That's a cool picture of him, though, with his head all fucking bleeding. When he
headbutted Sean
LaValle. Yeah.
I'll never forget. There's this guy that is like I did my Browns bit of hilarities, and this guy like does some stuff with ESPN here and there, or he used to. And I can never remember his name, but he's like, oh, hey, I'm kind of like you, but with the Washington Redskins. And I was like, oh, what did you think of Sean LaValle? I was not a fan of him. He goes, who? I was like, we are not the same. he's a starting offensive lineman for you. You should at the very least, if you're going to try and say that you're like their super fan,
yeah,
or however you want to describe it, if you're a serious fan, you should be able to name the fucking starting offensive line.
As it turns out, a 22. Lot of people either aren't autistic or have more better things to do than watch sports obsessively like us.
I just don't remember names.
No, they don't. They're doing the other dumb stuff. Fuck them.
I just don't remember their names. Let's call them Tubby and
Lefty.
Tuber,
Poncho.
And Chief or Bo.
And Chief or Bo. Yeah, there's Chief and Bo and Row and Go. I can only think of O names.
I like to just call everybody I don't know Dave. Yeah, look at that Dave over there.
Yeah. But I think we did good things. Carlos Hyde's good. We're taking a quarterback number one overall. That's my
Baker Mayfield, baby.
If they go number one overall, I don't think that they're going to take Baker Mayfield. I think they'd be nervous about Baker Mayfield getting taken. I feel like they'd sit at four if they thought Baker was the guy.
And I don't think
who would they take at one then?
Probably Sam Darnold, I feel like, but I could also see Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's the Sean Kaiser, man.
Allen is what I think they're going to end up doing.
He looked even better throwing at both coming off of the, well, he didn't do the Senior Bowl, but like the combine and everything like that, nobody was talking about Deshaun Kaiser being like how Josh Allen was. Apparently Josh Allen just murdered the combine as far as his throwing goes. He was dropping 70-yard bombs right where they need to be.
On like deep like fucking fades and shit like that, but when he had to throw it like an out pattern or whatever, he threw it into the fucking stands every time. I was watching NFL Network. He had a 58% completion percentage. Like, you, that's what they always say. I don't know. I'm not gonna pretend like I know, but fucking everything that I hear, like, in the know, like, completion percentage is the one thing that you can't fucking, if somebody's inaccurate coming out of college, like, they're usually inaccurate going into the NFL. It's just like
there's also plenty of people with great accuracy numbers, like
they can
Johnny
do anything.
Football.
Yeah.
And,
you're right.
Well,
you're
Baker
right.
Mayfield was killing it, and like did you see he was throwing some at some targets and he was nailing them all, but it just doesn't matter until you're into the game.
Right.
Like you gotta see what they can do.
Josh Allen hit the fucking field goal post from his knees from
Jamarcus Russell without all the issues. But, like, you know, with Deshaun Kaiser, and honestly, I thought we should have kept Deshaun Kaiser.
I think too.
If you're starting.
He got a raw deal, man.
If you're starting, yeah, he's the youngest quarterback in the NFL, and he made, he flashed.
Yeah,
I'd say
sometimes.
He actually, no matter how you want to, you know, spin his year here while getting destroyed by the coach, he had probably four or five games, I'd say, where he looked decent.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
He had some inopportune, he had a very bad red zone issue. Like, he would choke.
Yeah. Yeah.
After driving down the field,
I feel like that's one of those things where, how do you overcome that? If that's who,
just
like,
work your fucking ass off. Jared Goff looked
but he didn't,
in his first
yeah,
year.
Jared
but
Goff,
he didn't seem like a work your ass off kind of quarterback either.
Well, make him the third string quarterback. He was a second round pick. It's not like there's all this hype of like, you know, he's going to make us look dumb. He was our number one pick. No, yeah. He was not. He was a second round pick with all these tools and he's very young. Make him a fucking third rounder. Get rid of Cody Kessler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't
Cody
disagree
Kessler's still on the fucking
roster. Let Deshaun
roster.
Kaiser start again. If our first string, if Tyrod Taylor goes down, like, let's not throw this early pick in there before they're ready.
I'm with you. How did Josh McCown fucking sign?
He deserves to sign. He's
he
the
got
best.
Another
he's
contract. Retire, man. Enjoy your fucking life. Enjoy your life.
He wants to die throwing
footballs. He got helicoptered out of the fucking end zone. Like, he should have died on the field.
He's got
And he has great hair. He has great hair.
He's got unfinished business.
He's
like a ghost. He's an NFL ghost. He's just going to be there forever.
He looks like a...
He wants one winning season.
To go 7-9.
Yeah, no, to go 8-8 or 9-7. That's his...
They signed...
Like, if he goes 9-7, all of a sudden he's just going to disappear. He's going to do like a... Like his uniform's just going to collapse.
He looks like a Nazi propaganda film fighter pilot.
Yeah, exactly.
Very much so. He fucking... I don't know. I like him. Best quarterback. You said that a couple weeks ago. Best quarterback that we've had probably since Tim Couch.
Mm-hmm.
Horse balls, the one year.
Yeah, the one year.
That's Derek Anderson.
Horse balls Anderson. Love him. Still in the NFL. Yeah. Keeps chugging along. Fucking love him.
The NFL is going nuts. Everybody's, you know, the whole league is swapping. Like, so many people are moving teams. Like,
this is new for the NFL.
Shifting so never, hard.
Trades were never really a thing.
Miami is just liquidating. It's crazy. Like, Pouncey's about to leave, too. Watch him. He's going to go to the Steelers and play with his brother. I could see it.
Who's their center now? Oh, his brother's a center.
But he
could
play guard, I'm sure. Oh, okay. He played guard in college.
Well, all I know is that he was probably aware of Aaron Hernandez killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, and then they stood up for him.
I hate that they moved the draft so far back, though.
It's like May, right?
It's like that last week in April or the first week in May, something like that. Yeah. It's just too
it's
fucking long.
It's April this year.
They well, it's going to be in Canton next year or the year after. Maybe?
I don't know. I never want to be going to the draft.
It might be fun. It might be fun to, like, tailgate or something.
If somehow I was there to, like, cover it or do anything like that, yeah, that'd be great. But, like, I can't see.
It's
just, like, fanboying out at the
boring.
Draft. Yeah.
It's boring.
I went to a draft party once at Map Room the year that they fucking had drafted Johnny Manziel. And, like, that fucking place went ape shit when they fucking including me who then
people.
Disappeared to fucking the strip club and spent a bunch of money.
Were
because,
you with Robbie Bourne?
I was not, no,
really?
But I was with a
Map
friend that was
place.
That was Robbie Bourne-esque.
Mary Santoro went out with Robbie Bourne
and
got
Will Bulge.
Yeah, and got finger cuffed. That's not a real thing.
Mary totally got double teamed by Will Burge and Robbie Bourne. I'd like to make that very clear and official. Mary Santoro, all holes, Robbie Bourne, Will Burge, no holds barred, threesome sexual intercourse.
Even a little DVP?
Yes. She licked both their buttholes. And she shot ping pong balls out of her hoo-ha.
We've never had a woman on this podcast. We should make it clear that we're joking.
We are not joking.
Oh, yeah,
this
we're
is
not
very
joking.
Literal. Mary Santoro, double teamed by Will Burge, at Will Burge on Twitter.
Here's all the gifts.
And sending. At Robbie Bjorn.
This one that... Yeah. The one Brian sends the best, though.
No, this is chicken on the spit.
The Eiffel Tower.
Skiing. Yeah, some ski poles and some snow blowing in your face. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, good for you, Mary. You're a good egg. I always knew you were a good egg.
Two dicks, one time. Not that it's only happened one time.
All right. Yeah,
but
we should make that. We should make that clear. Mary Santoro.
Only she has a rule. Mary has a rule. Either two dicks or no dicks.
Two dicks or fuck right on off.
Comedy clubs have a two drink minimum. Mary has a
two dick,
dick
minimum.
There's your album name.
Like
two dick minimum.
Oh, that's fucking great.
I'd like to thank you all for abiding by the two dick minimum.
Oh, man. Well, I think we have had our fill of sexually harassing people. We should log off.
Poop and pee.
Thanks for listening.
You guys are
Go
the best.
Browns.
See you later.